Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Last night after my kickboxing class, we were stretching out and the coach told us about a friend of his who is about to have a heart transplant. Now, this friend is, I think, about 30 years old, young guy, but apparently he's had heart issues since birth. So he's had a number of heart attacks starting as early as 2 months old, and he's been waiting for a heart transplant. And finding a heart donor is not an easy thing, so it's been taking years and years and years. Finally, he's found one, and he's scheduled to have a heart transplant in 6 months, which is obviously, like it sounds, a very high-risk, complicated procedure. So the night before, they were having dinner, him and a group of friends, and this friend told the group that, look, I'm having a heart transplant in 6 months. It's finally happening. That's the good news. But the bad news is we may only have 6 months left together. Like this might be it. This thing that we're doing here where we're hanging out, you know, we're together, we're having dinner, we're enjoying each other's company. We may only have 6 months left of this because we don't know what's going to happen during the operation. Now, obviously, that was a sobering moment for everybody that was there because it's dawning upon them that this relationship that we have, and they've been friends since childhood, it may be coming to an end much earlier than we thought it would. And, you know, I think that's something that we all should reflect on. On the one hand, if you're that guy, if you're the guy that's having the heart transplant and you know that 6 months from now, it might be lights out, you might be done, then how are you going to live your life for the next 6 months? What kind of urgency and passion and desire are you going to bring to your life for the next 6 months? Are you going to just like waddle away your time and, you know, just drift through the next 6 months without any apparent purpose or reason for being? Or are you going to drive forward and live the way that you always wanted to live? I hope it's the latter. But then also reflect on, what if you were one of his friends at dinner that night? And you're hearing from one of your closest friends, somebody you've known from childhood, that 6 months from now, it all might be over. And you've got 6 months to get it all in, right? To build that relationship, to nurture that relationship, to spend time together, to have fun together, to enjoy one another's company, because it might end after that. Then what kind of attitude are you going to bring to that relationship? What kind of energy are you going to bring to that relationship now? How much more seriously are you going to take that relationship and value that person? And what I took away from that story was, look, it's all about relationships at the end of the day. Like this whole life we're living here, it really comes down to relationships. That when you have strong relationships, when you have, you know, loving family, friends, colleagues, clients, coworkers, when you have people that you enjoy spending time with and you're having a positive impact on those people, life is pretty good. Life is pretty good when you have those things. But when you don't have those relationships, life is pretty terrible. So I want you to reflect on today, what are the relationships in your life that you really, really want to nurture, that you want to protect, and that you want to grow? And what are the relationships that you're neglecting? Maybe it's your parents. Maybe it's a spouse. Maybe it's your children. Maybe it's your brothers or your sisters. Maybe it's friends that you haven't reached out to in a while. I know I'm guilty of all these things, frankly, right? I got friends from childhood that, you know, unfortunately, I only see them when somebody passes away or their parent passes away or somebody in our community passes away. And then, you know, we see people that we haven't seen in 5, 10, 15 years. And that's terrible. That's terrible. These are people that I grew up with, and I'm certainly negligent in nurturing those relationships. But what about clients? You know, and there is definitely a business application to this, because your clients are important relationships. You know, at the end of the day, years from now, when all this is said and done, no one's really going to remember what you did. They're going to remember how you made them feel. And that goes for your clients too. So yeah, it's important to create value. It's important to do all the things that you should be doing in your client relationships. But above and beyond all of that, it's important to have a good relationship with your clients, because that's what they're going to remember and that's what you're going to remember. And if you don't have a good relationship with your clients, if you don't enjoy talking to one another, if you're not, you know, if it doesn't feel like you're talking to a friend to a certain extent, then I think there's probably something wrong with that relationship that you need to remedy. So that's what I want you to think about today. That's what I'm thinking about, is what are the relationships in your life that you really, really value? And if you had 6 months left, if you knew that 6 months from now it was all over, then what would you do for the next 6 months to make the most of those relationships? Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.